usher into another great opening. I was so hurt that I wanted to cry. I was 18 years old, so I didn't want to cry in front of everybody. So I excused myself to go to the bathroom and because I couldn't hold it anymore. Except that when I got to the bathroom, I tried to open and it was locked. I couldn't open it and I couldn't hold it anymore, so I just burst into tears. And everybody was concerned as to what was going on with me, right? My expectations were turned upside down in that moment. And that is exactly what happened to the people to whom Jesus was talking. Everything was going well until their expectations were turned upside down. They reacted very different than me. They were angry. Our gospel text says that they were filled with rage. They wanted to push Jesus off the cliff. They, like me, had come to think that this good news was just for them, was just for me. But Jesus comes to challenge this notion by mentioning that this ministry that he has been called to do will be similar in some ways to the ones of previous prophets, right? Jesus' ministry would include people who they consider their enemies, their neighbors, the foreigners, people from outside of their own community. So the challenge for the people Jesus was talking to was first jumping into a new vision of God's kingdom, which included more people than they thought would include. But also new things are exciting, but also unknown, right? But also this vision included, like I mentioned, people who they did not like or had a conflict with, nations that they had a conflict with. In the season of Epiphany, we have been asking ourselves what is being revealed about God in the words and actions of Jesus. What do we learn about who God is based on Jesus' words and Jesus' ministry? Well, today we learned that God is a God who came not just for you and for me, but is a God who came for all people. We have a God who also works outside of our own communities, and that in a way prevents from us entering into this place of entitlement. Now, what is entitlement? One of the definitions is the belief that one is inherently deserving of privileges or special treatment, right? It's the belief that we deserve special treatment, only us. Well, the people to whom Jesus was preaching to also have fallen into this place of entitlement. They have come to think that they deserve salvation and no one else. So the response by Jesus is, I have also come to this world, not only for you, but for your neighbors, for those outside of your town, the one that you despise, the one that you reject. This, of course, disrupted their expectation as to who God is. And so it is a difficult message to swallow, right? And I don't blame them. Because we all do it. We all have, and what one way or another, come to this place. Paul, in his letter to the Corinthians, speaks to a community who is going through conflict. And they are divided. And some people within early Christians have also fallen into entitlement. Last week in Paul's letter, he invites members to recognize the gifts of all people, especially those who may feel less than. But today he is directing them towards the love that joins them, the love of God, who makes possible their life together. Because apart from this love, which is an unconditional love, they cannot function as a church. They will soon cease to exist without this unconditional love. They can have numbers, they can have the best of the people, but without the love of God, there is no church. That is what Paul says that very clear. Without this love that joins you together, there is no church. And so the invitation is the same for us. As Christians who are joined with other Christians from other denominations, the invitation is the same for us also as a local church, that we do everything in love, that we function, in this gift of unconditional love, which has come to Jesus as a gift to us, knowing that nothing belongs to us, but everything belongs to God. Our life, even our salvation, comes to us as a gift. So the question for us to reflect as we walk out of this space, how would we respond to this grace given to us as a gift, to this God's love offered to us in Jesus, in the Word, as well as the sacrament? And today, all are invited to participate in the sacrament of Holy Communion, where we receive the blood and body of our Lord Jesus. Will we keep it to ourselves, or will we continue to share this love? Of course, that is a rhetorical question. The invitation is that we continue to do the ministry of Jesus as the body of Christ here on earth, that we use our prophetic voice as Jesus did, as Martin Luther King Jr. did, that we may advocate for community life, for a type of community that is rooted in this undeserving love of God. Amen.